One area that has been asked to take in international protection applicants in recent months is Coolock. And alongside rising immigration, we've also seen a surge of protests and indeed violent scenes of properties earmarked for the housing of international protection applicants. And the Garda Representative Authority, it said last week in response to the RT Investigates policing the protest, that time and again the GRA expressed grave concerns at the length of time it took for the public order unit to be deployed, which in our view seriously put the health and safety of our frontline uniformed Gardaí at risk of serious harm and serious injury in Coolock in that situation there. And Lisa Chambers, obviously this is connected to what we're talking about. You heard what the GRA said. Do you have faith in the Minister for Justice and the way the Gardaí are being run after what you witnessed on Thursday night?
Look, I mean, I take very seriously the GRA's comments, and I think the Garda Commissioner himself said that they got it wrong and they should have responded sooner. And I think the challenge for us as a country is that what we're seeing in Coolock and what was aired on RT recently in terms of those protests, and I don't even think you can call some of that protesting. I mean, that is just criminality and thuggery. We haven't had to deal with that as a country until very recently. And I think our method and the way we police and the way the Gardaí normally interact with communities and that we've always done isn't really fit for purpose for these types of situations. So I do think now we're in kind of a transition phase where we're going to have to adapt our policing and how we deal with these things.
The footage had several hours of no policing response, essentially, and carnage happening in Coolock.
Oh, look, that's not good enough. But my point is that heretofore, we haven't really had to deal with these types of incidences in the country. And I think the Gardaí are now having to adjust how they police the country. We have a very...
But on the political point, Helen McEntee, she was asked in the immediate aftermath of the protests, was she satisfied with the policing response? This was on the News at One at the time. She said she was satisfied that Gardaí responded effectively. She was asked whether she stood over those remarks on Sunday by Justin McCarthy, and she did. How could one be satisfied with the response given what we saw on Thursday night?
Look, I can't speak to the minister's mind and what she's basing that on. And obviously, it's quite a serious thing for a minister for justice to criticise a Garda commissioner. So that's always going to be in her mind as a senior minister that's dealing with that department. But as somebody a bit more removed from that, I suppose I have the freedom to say that I don't think what happened to Coolock was acceptable. The policing response was not good enough. I think the Garda commissioner has said that. And I do think that we're now having to adjust how we police and how we work with communities in circumstances that we haven't really
Gary
had to deal
Gannon,
with heretofore.
We have to adjust how we police. Do you have faith in the force and indeed the minister given what was broadcast on Thursday?
I express zero confidence in the minister and both the commissioner. Are just coming up the anniversary of a group of thugs taking advantage of a tragedy in my own constituency and using it to rain hell down on O'Connell Street, burn buses, break up the trams and Lewis's. And right at that moment, I realised we'd crossed the Rubicon, that I didn't have any confidence in the Commissioner nor the Justice Minister for the softly, softly approach that they'd afforded to that point to absolute thugs. If you take this Sandwich Street example, for example, where a group of migrants were attacked, their tents were burned, and there was absolutely no repercussions for that.
We saw in the documentary on Thursday, Barry O'Kelly's documentary, that there was several calls made to the force over the space of an hour. Someone was clearly injured and there was no visible response. So can one express confidence over that?
Absolutely not. And I mean, this is not something that was an isolated incident either, though we were absolutely appalled watching it. And the courage of the reporter going into that scenario where he was literally getting physically jostled, pushed, and the guard were standing by and almost watching it, but such was the absence of instruction that they had been given. I cannot comprehend how we have not got in front of an issue like this, because the warning signs have been there. They've been there for going on to 18 months now, and we haven't seen any sort of change in policy. There was a very expressed policy of hands off in terms of these, what started out potentially as the illusion of protest and very quickly became more than that. But what we're seeing now is an evolution beyond which I don't believe the minister has control over, I don't believe the commissioner has control over, and nor do I believe the Garda a resource to deal with at this point.
Matt Carthy.
Yeah, I think it's just important going back to Coolock to recall who was failed. It was those people who were injured. It was the community in Coolock, above all, who essentially were in prison for hours on end as their bus services were cut off and as their local amenities were destroyed. And I think it is a bizarre situation where you have, on the one hand, a Garda commissioner who acknowledges with hindsight that there were failings, and then you have a justice minister who essentially says, no, there wasn't. And that, to me, I think points to the dysfunction that we have.
Satisfaction,
in the
just, but said lessons just, would be learned.
Lessons are always going to be learned with this government. And unfortunately, the core lesson hasn't been learned, which is the need to ensure that we revert to a community Gardaí model, which many communities will quite quickly tell you they haven't seen in at least a decade, and that we actually see the resources being directed when necessary to deal with issues.
But what of the minister here? Because your party obviously was criticised for expressing no confidence in the minister after the Dublin riots. Where stands your confidence in the minister now, given that she doubled down on her satisfaction action in the police response after Thursday's broadcast?
I think every month since that motion of confidence was brought by the government in Minister McEntee has only reinforced in my view that I and those TDs that voted no confidence in Helen McEntee were absolutely correct to do so.
How would you adjust to this new reality that you outlined, Lisa Chambers, in terms of the Garda response to these incidents?
Yeah, I think the whole area of reasonable use of force, I think Gardaí are unsure, actually, what reasonable use of force is. What I hear back from Gardaí is that they are afraid, if they go too far, the repercussions. So I think that needs to be addressed. I think Gardaí have to feel confident in doing their job. And in those circumstances where there's absolute criminality and thuggery, they need to be able to protect innocent people and protect themselves properly. So I think there has to be clarification around reasonable use of force. And I think there has to be a quicker response to these instances now. I think we have to, you know, again, I think the Garda Commissioner has said this himself. We just need to acknowledge now that we are unfortunately in a space like every other European country where it was late coming to Ireland, but we have these types of, I'm loath to call them protests, but, you know, criminal thuggery. But in large,
because the public order unit was there up until 7 o'clock, and then it was stood down. I know the guard, the commissioner, is saying in hindsight that was the wrong decision. But there was, and I was there myself that day. There was no public order unit back until 1 o'clock, and not back in big numbers until approximately 4 o'clock. Yeah. So I think that is surely more than just coming to a new reality.
Well, I think, I mean, the commissioner has accepted there were failings on that date, but it is about kind of, I suppose, accepting now that we have to take these situations as serious as we can take them, and that, you know, they're escalating more than we would have expected, and respond quickly.
I think a reasonable use of force is one thing. I think a reasonable use of an intelligence apparatus is another. Every single person knew on their Coolock that day that a call had gone out for an assembly of idiots and thugs from all over the country to go to Coolock to cause riots. It was the same 12 months previously on O'Connell Street, and there's been other instances of that also. And the Gardaí higher echelons don't seem to have the capabilities or the awareness to be getting in front of these issues. I would have expected the riots in O'Connell Street to be a turning point, but what we've seen in Coolock was a replication of every one of those failures. So, I mean, 12 months on, what have we learned? And this is only getting worse.
And Matt Carthy, having been at some of the meetings in Coolock, some of the biggest criticisms from the people there were of Sinn Féin. And this was also, we saw this outside the gates of Leinster House last week as well. Why do you think that is?
I think there's a cohort that have invested a huge amount of their own resources and energy into distracting people from the source of what may be genuine grievances, and to attack Sinn Féin and to misrepresent Sinn Féin's
policy. Did you let down some of those communities, or some of the people in those communities?
Let me deal with two things. I think it was very evident the agenda of some of those individuals that are stoking those lies about Sinn Féin when they turned up in Belfast alongside loyalist representatives and mocked Irish citizens who'd been murdered by pro-British death squads. In terms of communities, I think, yes, Sinn Féin have failed on occasion to adequately outline what our solutions are to some of the issues of concern. And I think on migration and international protection, I think we spend too much time dealing directly behind closed doors with Roderick O'Gorman's department without articulating that we actually share the concerns of many within our
lots of people articulating concerns into the text here to 51551. Policing, it's simply ludicrous that we don't have a permanent public order unit. We should have one, and it should be modelled on the French CRS. Another one here, the two most abused words by the government in the past week are consent and consensus. So-called policing consent has been a disaster in responding to the far right, but the capitulation to the same forces on hate speech based on lack of consent census continues to reward them, so says that one. On the hospital, I've no confidence that any of our politicians or civil servants have the competency to project manage the completion of a national children's hospital built in the wrong place. Why should I be surprised at a government that built a bike shed for €335,000? That from Edward in Dublin. Both of those issues will be trashed out tomorrow. Don't worry, Edward. Kevin says let's pay the contractor and get the hospital finished for the sake of the children of Ireland. The state has messed up so badly here, and all of the attempts to blame the contractor are lamentable. And a final one here, Harris's statement on Sunday is the only time I've heard him tell the truth. It seems Fine Gael are the only ones talking about migration. Keep them coming, back in a moment.
The Late Debate on RTE Radio 1.